Father doesn't give us the kingdom yet. Instead, he gives us a little peek, a little taste of what's ahead. He does this by us going to the Feast of Tabernacles. But he knows what he's doing. He knows that we're not the type of people yet that should have the responsibility that we will when we are in the kingdom of God. And one of the ways that he prepares us for those responsibilities and duties that we have, or that we will have in the kingdom, is by how we handle our responsibilities now. How we handle the task that we have put upon us now. Sometimes willing task and sometimes not so willing. But we have responsibilities, and how we handle those responsibilities is important for our development. And in our Christian lives, we all have duties to which we are assigned. Now, some of the duties that we have are common to all of God's people. We all have the duty to pray every day. Paying tithes and offerings, you know, such as today, is a duty that we all share. And, of course, saving the tithe to go to the Feast of Tabernacles is something that is for all of us to do. We have a variety of different duties. We have the duty to be always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. Even if no one ever asks, we still have to be ready. And as part of being ready, we have the duty to educate ourselves in what the Bible says. When someone asks that inquiring question, we don't want to go forward as a novice with just a small amount of knowledge. And we have duties that go with being part of a congregation. We all have our congregations, you know. Mine is one of the larger ones, but we're all part of a congregation. And when one of us in our congregation is in trouble, has some problem, we respond to aid that person. We do what we are able. And perhaps it's just going to be giving encouragement to that person. But it could be something more tangible. We do what we are able in that circumstance. A few years ago, back where I live, one of the members lost his home in a fire. And that gave us in the congregation a number of opportunities to be of service. And also, many of us from time to time have an opportunity to do service in the operation of the church service, such as setting up the stage, the lectern, the sound system. Perhaps it's making coffee for the people for before and after service, or in larger congregations teaching Sabbath school. All of these things are important, and they are important for the people to get to do them because it gives them responsibilities to fulfill. And, of course, we have the responsibilities that we share with all of the ordinary people out in the world. We have to go to our jobs, keep our homes, take care of our families, and we sure do pay taxes, don't we? Please be turning over to Proverbs chapter 25. But what about when we have a task, but we don't perform it? We don't follow through on it. We were trusted to do something. It was important, and we didn't do it. When this happens, we hurt ourselves, our families, and all the people depending on us for that task. Let's take a look at how God views people that have a responsibility but don't take care of it. Let's take a look at how he looks at people that are not reliable and dependable. 18. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? A toothache and a foot out of joint at the same time. Now, Solomon used this descriptive language to show the trouble that it can cause to the people that are depending on the one that for some reason fails to take care of his responsibilities. And that's why when we do neglect our duties at home, at work, at church, whatever, it causes trouble to others. In Proverbs chapter 10, Solomon made the comparison of this neglectful person to someone. Well, the comparison is to vinegar in the teeth or smoke in the eyes. You know, it's a serious irritation. But our Father is preparing us for big jobs in the kingdom of God. He's doing it now. And He does this by exposing us to opportunities to serve, by giving us task responsibilities. You're with us right now at the Feast of Tabernacles. When we came to our feast site, we came knowing that everything was prepared. The hall was booked. The activities arranged. The hotel rates were already negotiated. We didn't have to worry about any of that. It was already done. We depended on our feast coordinator to take care of those things, and he did. But what if they had not been done? It would cause problems for all of us. One person, being neglectful of his responsibilities, could cause trouble for the big number. So it's important that when we do have an opportunity to do something of a responsible nature, we give it a high priority. You know, we must give serious consideration to these responsibilities, whatever they are. And again, the purpose for these responsibilities, small or large, like organizing a feast site, is not just for right now, not just for you folks in the audience or for the people back home depending on us. We're looking long term. We're looking for the kingdom of God, when we will have great numbers of people depending on us. You know, maybe you're part of a small congregation. Everybody knows everybody very well. But later, you may have tens of thousands of people looking to you for direction, looking to you for correction. But I think that from time to time, some of us may feel that we don't have any importance to do or what we have to be concerned about. I know I've felt that way before. After all, we don't get to do writing articles for the magazine. We don't get to organize feast sites. I've never created a broadcast for the television program. We don't get to do things like that. Some people do, some people don't. But we do have the responsibilities that we have. And I had it demonstrated to me very obviously and clearly that it's not so important what your task is. It's not such a huge difference what a great responsibility is put on you. What's really important is how faithfully you take care of the responsibility that you do have. That's what's really important. Some years ago, my congregation and another one met together for a holy day. We met at the Will Rogers Auditorium back in Fort Worth, where I live. And that day, I was given ushering duty, and I was assigned to the balcony. That's not a very prestigious duty, usher in the balcony. But anyway, that's what I had to do. And in that auditorium, the balcony is high and steep. And it's really elevated above the floor below. And the deacon in charge of the ushers that day told me that after the services were over, to stand in my aisle over on the left side of the balcony at the forward edge of the balcony, to stand there till all the people were gone and don't leave till there was no one else in the balcony. Well, when church was over, I stood in my spot. And as usual, after a few minutes, the people left, except for a group of about five people that wanted to visit. And so I stood there, and there was another usher in the balcony that day. There were two aisles in that balcony. And the aisles ran from the back of the balcony downhill to the forward edge of the balcony. And so those five people that were visiting And us two ushers, we stood there, and they talked, and we waited. We waited some more, and after about 45 minutes, they were still going strong, and nothing else was going on. I walked over, and I looked over the forward edge of the balcony, and there was nobody down below. Now, ordinarily, this wouldn't have been a problem, but this day, I was supposed to go to dinner with a group of several people, and they were all downstairs waiting on me. They wanted to go, and nothing was happening except these five people having their long conversation. And so I gave up, and I left. I mean, common sense, right? I mean, makes good sense to me. Those folks were just standing there, and nothing else was going on, so I left. Well, the next Sabbath, the deacon that was in charge of the ushers and the deacon in charge of organizing the holy day took me aside, and they asked me why I left early. And then they explained to me why it was important. Because after I left, a boy about 8 years old went racing down the aisle, my aisle, straight toward the edge as fast as he could go. But I was gone. But the other usher, the dependable usher, the one who was doing what he was supposed to, the one that was reliable, he raced over from the other side of the auditorium and caught that boy just before he went over the edge. He was reliable. He was dependable, not like me. And that showed me that ushering the balcony is no big deal, but it's important that we do our responsibilities faithfully. If that usher had done like I had done and done what seemed to be the correct thing to do, the sensible, common sense thing to do, to just go on, very easily that boy could have gone over the edge and been dead. God's developing us to be leaders in His kingdom, with great numbers of people depending on us. You know, and He knows what He's doing. He knows our abilities. He knows the opportunities that we have to grow in service. And we've been, you know, some people still might think, I don't have any great responsibilities. I haven't been given much. But look at what we have been given. We've been given the Feast of Tabernacles. We have an opportunity to introduce ourselves, to get to know each other, to make new friends. An opportunity for all of us to be together and worship together. And gives us a chance to learn from each other, to learn lessons. He gives us these experiences, these responsibilities to learn lessons. I learned a lesson in that auditorium that day. You know, don't turn there, but over in Luke 16 and verse 10, God shows how He feels about it, us doing our duties. I'll read it. He says in verse 10, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." It doesn't take a big responsibility for us to learn and grow. So we do all have big responsibilities and jobs ahead in the kingdom of God, but we had better do well with the duties that we have now first. Please turn over to Matthew chapter 25. It's what we do with the abilities, responsibilities we have now that's important, not how great and prestigious those duties are. And consider this. If we do have some particular spectacular ability, or if we are given some really important responsibility now in this world, is God going to be impressed because of that? Looking at us from heaven, is He going to be really impressed and wowed about that? No, He's not. He's not. God makes giant galaxies rotate around each other. He created the universe. What we do right now is important for our development and for helping the people we come in contact with, but it's not such a thing that it's going to be so impressive to Him. What's important is us growing from our responsibilities. Our Father knows what He's doing, and if we take the responsibilities and tasks that we are given and work with them faithfully, then we can hear these most wonderful words. Look at verse 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord."